Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley.
Today FM. Good afternoon, lovelies. Ray Foley in and on. I am the Foley, of which the show was titled. Entitled?
Yeah. You're the name over the door.
JP's there as well.
Hi.
Why isn't it called the Ray and JP show?
Because I'm a bit part player.
Exactly. Because it's my show. Don't you forget it.
Sometimes
this
you
is Ray's show.
Even it's let me get
about,
a word
it's
in
all about Ray.
Edgeways.
Been bowling this afternoon. I love bowling. Come on, let's go do some bowling. You're up. JP, you're up.
Can I use one of the smaller, lighter balls?
Use the little pink one. The little pink ball with the
Fine
number, number six on it.
Fine by me.
And his fingers are too fat to get into the holes, lads. He needs to lift it up onto that slide thing to the ball.
Can we put the little bumpers along the sides?
This is
the alley
absolutely
as well.
Sensational. It's so adorable to watch him. He's got the little bumpers on the side of the lane. And we're putting the little slide up in for him there. And all you need to do now, love, is just give it a good push, right? Give it a good push.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, then away you go. One, away you go. There it is.
That's tracking.
Oh, that was very good. You hit six
See?
Of them.
See?
That was very good, love. You did very well there. I need to wait for the ball to come back. Am I using the six as well?
I don't care.
Do you know what I like to do? I like to use the heaviest ball they've got in the bowling alley. Like the absolute heaviest. And I like to chuck it as hard as I can.
Up in the air.
It's halfway down the lane before it actually makes contact with the wood. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, it's coming through now.
That's
here,
your one there, yeah.
That's mine, yeah, grab that. John, these shoes are all right.
Yeah.
These bowling shoes.
I worry about the people who've worn them before, though.
They're all right. I mean, I think I look kind of good in them. With a boot cut, Jean?
Blue, red and white is your colour in the shoes.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Here we go, right? 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Oh.
Strike.
And that's why they call it the Ray Foley Show, because it's my name over the draw. I'll go again.
Oh. You're on a roll.
I'm doing very well, I have to.
I always find the bowling throws my shoulder out a little bit.
When I get into a taxi and he says, were you watching the match last night? And I said, no, I'm not. He says, are you not into football? No. I go, no, I'm not into football. And he says, what are you into then? I said, bowling.
Niche. Yeah, taxi man, come at me.
I'm into bowling. Yeah, I've always been, ever since I was a very young child, I was a big bowling fan.
You're a mad fan of the Weber Cup, I believe, on TV. Yeah. The Weber Trophy.
Yeah. I was watching the bowling the other night.
Were you?
And I wasn't, but someone sent me this commentary. Have you heard the funny bowling commentary?
Possibly.
Have a listen. This is some bowling going on. The commentator is loving it.
Get this nice break and a little love tap on the 10 pin. Chris Vye just feeding it out to that 4-5 board down lane. And look at this pin action. Oh.
There you go. That's passion.
He loves it.
And look at this pin action. Oh.
That guy loves bowling.
Oh.
Today FM Summer. Cash Machine.
Which means throughout the broadcast this afternoon.
Oh, oh, oh.
Loving bowling. You're a bowling fan.
Oh.
That one's for you. Do you want your total?
Oh.
Would you like to win some cash?
Oh.
It's 40814.9. Jazzy, giving me, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Daft Punk one more time as well. And the bowling commentator man, who just loves bowling.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Gang's all here.
Hey-o.
Oh.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh.
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 Put it in context, though, for anyone. Is anyone complaining?
Not yet. No, they're actually quite enjoying it.
Right? Really?
Yeah.
Well, in that case,
oh.
It's a commentator on a bowling game, and clearly he just really appreciates one particular, I don't know, a strike or a move or a result.
Get this nice break and a little love tap on the 10 pin. Chris Vye just feeding it out to that 4-5 board down lane. And look at this pin action. Oh.
Do you know what? Fair play to him. He likes what he likes. And there's no judgment here. 0874 10102. Tony's over there. He's in Carlo. Tony?
Well, Ray and JP.
Well, son.
I am literally in tears laughing at your bowling commentary. I actually work in a bowling alley. Ooh. And that's all I'm going to be doing now when I see people throwing balls down the lane. Very funny. Very funny commentary.
What do you mean? Like, do you mean like the or the me chucking the ball? Like, I get the heaviest ball, I run to the line, throw the ball halfway down the lane, and then it lands halfway, half to two thirds the way down, and then boom, 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 and smashes into the. Bet you like that, Tony, do you? Sorry, love, I digress.
And Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey. Let me do some audio jiggery pokery. You don't mind waiting?
It's fine, I've got all day.
So, he does and Ray love the show. Get rid of that. You ready?
Yeah.
And Ray,
yeah,
love the show.
Oh, now that's the kind of passion we want in your messages. Yeah,
we want all of the listeners to feel like this.
Oh,
when they're listening on Thursday afternoon. Oh my god, I've had quite a morning actually. Yesterday I was giving out about my broadband not working. Not giving out, but I was telling the story of my broadband not working and the engineer coming out with 3 minutes to spare in the window, and how then when he came out, I was like, you think you've got this fixed? This is not fixed. And then sure enough, it wasn't. It wasn't working again. But anyway, he was lovely. And I got a phone call after the show.
Ooh.
From the broadband company. Now, I was at pains to not name the broadband company.
Mm.
There's lots of them.
But the threat was there. I mean,
no, there was no threat. And I genuinely can't stand that. I genuinely can't stand it. People who go on Twitter. Hello, dear Aer Lingus.
Oh, yeah, there's always that one.
I'm a presenter on LMFM.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, my flight is delayed by 92 minutes. Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm going to shut you down, Aer Lingus. Or I've got 6,000 followers on Bebo, and let me tell you, I'm going to tell all my followers about the dodgy pint I got in your pub. Let me tell you,
we all know who you're talking about, right?
This, I'm allergic to that business. So I wanted to tell the story about my broadband not working and the engineer coming out, blah blah blah, but I wasn't doing it to be calling out or to be giving out or anything. So anyway, a lovely man came out, called me yesterday, and he said, I'm going to be in the neighbourhood, your neighbourhood tomorrow, which is today. So I'll call in, I'll have a look and we'll see. He said, yeah, there's definitely something wrong. He did a load of work. It works now and we'll see if it... Because I was saying it tends to disappear when it rains, when it gets wet. I need to get armbands for my broadbands.
It's not waterproof, right?
So he comes out this morning. He says, how are you, Ray? Good to see you again. I said, yeah, again? And this gentleman was on series 3 of Take Me Out Ireland.
Wow, the circle of life.
Presented by yours truly.
Yeah.
I was like, how have you been? She said, how have you been? He's pretty good. Things are going well for him. He's a nice fella. He's in touch with a bunch of the people that were on Take Me Out. This must have been 10 years ago. Maybe more, 11, 12 years ago. They're on a Facebook group, and there's a WhatsApp group of them. They all stay in touch with each other. We got a photograph. And then he said, oh, actually, I've got a photograph of you and I from around 2011, 2012, on stage, on Take Me Out Ireland. Let's hear my phone. So this will give you a laugh now, he says. This will give you a laugh, he says. He takes out the phone.
Yeah.
skimming through the photographs. This will give you a laugh, Anthony.
You'll love this.
This is Anthony. I'm standing there, yeah.
You want to see a younger version of you, don't you?
Yeah, you do. This will give you a laugh now, he says. And he takes out this phone and there's these two gorgeous young men.
Thin yolks.
From another age.
Slim yolks.
From another era. He's like, this will give... He says... This will give you a laugh now.
Yeah. When did you? At what point did you start laughing?
It wasn't laughing. The weeping and the sobbing sounded a lot. It sounded a lot like laughter. I will never look like that again. I'll never look like that again. Right, we'll do the roll call after Jason Derulo's on Today FM.
It's too hard to sleep.
You're all right, Supergrass. This is Today FM.
Playing the music you love. Ireland. Buenos dias.
I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Hi.
Actually, that's a kind of a roll call. Ray on show. JP.
Yeah, hi.
On show, Ray. Mikey and Sligo here for show number 286. How did you know that, Mikey? I didn't even know the number. Yeah, it is.
286.
Soft launch day 286. Give Mikey an extra 12 listener bonus points there, John Paul. Because that man has been paying attention.
I had a sit down meeting with management yesterday afternoon, Ray. After the show.
What?
No mention. Nothing.
It is
deathly quiet.
You could have opened with that.
It's gotten to the stage now where I don't want to raise the possibility of a hard launch.
Just fly under the radar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soft launch ongoing here on the little broadcast, and we're at day 286. On show, lads, it's Stephanie preparing to be the hostess with the mostest tonight as we're having the grandparents over. On a Thursday, that's a bit of a dose, isn't it, Stephanie? Hopefully they enjoy my lasagna as much as that lad loves the bowling. From Steph. I'll ask him. I don't have his name. Sir, would you like some lasagna?
Oh.
I'd take that as a yes.
Yes.
So that's one nice lasagna.
Oh.
And you know what? We're having garlic bread as well.
Oh.
A little glass of red wine.
Oh.
Now we're talking.
Would you mop up the remains of a lasagna with some crusty white bread? Would you do that, right?
I do like that.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. But I have a lasagna philosophy.
Right, okay. A religious code when it comes to lasagna. Pasta.
I love chips with my lasagna. And...
You're an animal.
What?
Do you dunk the chips into the lasagna?
No. Jesus.
Do you have... hang on.
See, here where we go now. Here's where the judgment comes in.
Let's list off some of the ingredients of a lasagna. Could I just finish my point? One of the stock ingredients in a lasagna is some sort of ragu.
Yeah.
Some kind of tomato-based sauce.
Yep.
You have chips with your lasagna, Ray.
Damn right, I do. And I've nothing to apologise for.
Follow-up question.
I know.
Do you have ketchup as well? Yeah. Do you have ketchup?
I have ketchup. You can't have chips without ketchup.
Animal. Savage.
So what I do is, I can't have a lasagna without, not a massive plate of chips or anything, but like a side. I'll have some chips with my lasagna, and then you can't have chips without ketchup. So then I'm having them all in a glorious mess of lasagna, chip, and red sauce. And do you know something? I'm not going to apologise.
Oh.
It's gorgeous.
I won't invalidate your lasagna preferences.
Right? This is a safe space. Alan texted. He said, when sports fans... This is me getting into the taxi, and the taxi driver says, did you watch the football last night? Did you watch the match last night? And then I have to go, no. And he says, oh, you're into Gasso, are you? You're more into the hurling, are you? And I have to go, no. And then he says, well, so what are you into? I say, swimming. Alan texted. He said, when sports fans ask me, what are you into? I usually say, turtles. generally puts an end to the conversation from Alan. Another one would be furries.
Don't kink shame me, Mr.
Furries.
Taxi Man.
I like to draw. What are you into? You're more into hurling, are you? No, I'm more into dressing up as an animal and you flouncing around in my animal costume.
Speaking of turtles, we're talking to Keir King later on the show about the turtle movie.
That's Turtles of a Teenage Mutant and indeed Hero Variety. And Niall is over there, 0874-100-102. Niall.
Hey, Ray.
Hello, love. How are you?
Love the show.
Hey.
Oh,
Niall, you shouldn't have done that. Because now I've got you on.
Ray Foley
for the rest of the show with Care Plus. Coldplay and him for the weekend on Today FM.
That was sure to
think that's Beyonce, is it?
Yeah.
She's very good, isn't she?
Yeah, she'll go for it.
She's brilliant. Yeah. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley, in and on. Oh yes, this is the Guinness story. The pint of the black stuff. Guinness doesn't travel, or at least that's what we've always alleged here in Ireland. Especially when you go away on holiday. But I'm not a statement of I don't know, what is it, my position.
You're laying out your still, yeah.
I'm not a Guinness drinker. I have drank Guinness. I've enjoyed Guinness from time to time. Of Guinness with a chowder. Ooh, with a chowder. Ooh. Or a nice toasted sandwich on a winter's evening post-work. Oh, now you're talking. Or a salty cream of vegetable soup. What am I thinking? Oh, very nice. But generally, I'm not a Guinness drinker. And I probably wouldn't be able to tell. Like, I have friends who drink only Guinness.
Ah, you would. You could tell the difference.
What?
You can tell the difference. You can.
Between a pint in Dublin and a pint.
Well, the difference between a good pint and a bad pint. I would never actually ask for a pint in another country. I never have.
Because you assume it's bad.
It's going to be rubbish, yeah.
That's only based on what? On
bubbly and watery.
On seeing other people drinking it, though.
I have seen the videos on social media, right?
And then is it down to it? Does it literally travel, or do they not make it locally? Like, does it literally travel from Dublin, or do they have local Guinness manufacturing plants in London, or I don't know, Lisbon?
As far as I'm aware, Ray, it's all made in St. James's Gate.
Is it though?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah,
this is the story of a lady, Kate. Her name is. She writes in this article, I went to Dublin to find out if Guinness really does taste better in Ireland. She's London-based, or she's based in England. She says, ask any Irish person and they'll swear blind that Guinness tastes better in Ireland. Call it delusional patriotism or trust their local knowledge. No Irish expat is battering down the doors of London pubs to get the secret to their pours when they could get something better in Dublin. But to find out if it really does taste better in Ireland, I went there to taste it. Let me give my Guinness guy a call.
Now, this could spark off an international incident. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it depends on what our findings are, doesn't it?
I suppose.
I'm ringing England, so... Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Kate?
Hi, speaking.
Hello there, Kate Plummer, senior journalist at Indie 100. This is Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Have you been drinking?
Not yet.
Later. It's a little early, I suppose, yeah, for a Guinness. We were reading your story and I suppose your experiment about Irish Guinness versus Guinness abroad. And you would you have been a regular Guinness drinker prior to this experiment?
Well, no, I had this plan to go to Dublin. So I had to performatively get into Guinness before, like a few weeks before I started drinking it.
Oh, okay.
Heavily, but I'd say regularly.
Right.
To try and get a really kind of good sample size going. And then went to Dublin to try and compare.
Right. In terms of your experience, first of all, was it in London you were drinking Guinness?
Yeah, London.
In London. Would you have had a variety of experiences or different experiences there first before you travelled?
I definitely tried it in a few different pubs. It was all kind of similar, you know, not as creamy.
So it was samey enough then?
Samey enough, yeah.
Okay. And then tell us then about when you came to Dublin.
Well, I first went to the Guinness storehouse.
Okay.
And went up to the top, had a free Guinness. Loved that it was free, but it didn't really taste that different to the ones I had in London.
That's interesting. There could be a psychological thing there, but behind when you get something for free, much like the cocktail sausages that you might get to try in the supermarket on the little stick, there's something about those that they taste delicious.
Those are great.
Yeah.
But even though it was free, it didn't really taste the same. But then I thought, here are people pouring like one every second. It was so crowded.
Okay.
Maybe I need to go somewhere a little bit more quiet where someone can really put their heart and soul into the pour.
Wow. That's interesting that you would say that in the home of Guinness itself, the Guinness storehouse, that it might be. But then I suppose...
And maybe I shouldn't say it. I don't want to get banned for life because I did have a good time.
Could get cancelled.
Well, as long as you had a good time, that's fine. And I'm sure they looked after you well. So you went in there and you're talking about like a conveyor belt type of situation or a factory of Guinness.
Yeah.
So then you went further afield then while staying in Dublin, is it?
Yeah, I went to just a random pub on a corner when it was raining one day.
Okay.
And wasn't really expecting anything amazing, but I just thought, I'll have a Guinness. And then suddenly it all changed, and I just thought, this Guinness is definitely the most delicious Guinness I've ever had.
Wow. And what was it? What specifically, what was the difference? What did you find that lit up your taste buds?
Just thought it was a bit sweeter. The head was creamier. It just felt like a nicer texture. Just everything about it was better. Maybe it's also because it was raining outside.
That's
so it's
interesting.
Just nice to get in.
Yeah. It could add a little bit of the ambiance as well to the... Because drinking Guinness on a wet day in Dublin is part of the experience, certainly.
And maybe my expectations for the Guinness Storehouse were a bit too high, and I was just really expecting something...
To blow your mind.
Particularly amazing. And then when I just came into things feeling a bit neutral and just thought, see what happens.
Okay.
That's when it all really kicked off.
And then was that your final pint then, the one in the local pub?
Oh, no, that was the second of many over the weekend.
Okay. And then did you find a best spot in your experience?
I'd say the one I had in the Gin Palace in Dublin was the best one.
The Gin Palace, where's that?
That's just over the Hapenny Bridge there, isn't it?
Oh, over on near Abbey Street or Trinity,
yes.
Whatever, Trinity Street, is it? Yeah.
Kate, have you, since you've returned to the UK, I assume you have, have you tried UK-based Guinnesses and have you noticed the difference having been to Ireland?
Yeah, now that I've gone back, I've had some and I've really noticed that it's not as good. I had one in a South London pub last weekend just before seeing the Barbie movie and...
All right.
It was like the head was really thin. It just wasn't as good, and it wasn't even in a Guinness pint glass. It was just in a normal pint glass. I couldn't even try and split the G. So
yeah,
all in all, a bad experience.
Everyone has a Guinness boar friend as well. That's like that. That's.
I'd say you took a lot of pleasure, Kate, in telling your friends this is nowhere near as good as the pint I had in Dublin.
You have become the Guinness boar friend. You're like,
exactly.
Oh, that's a
now,
shite pint.
Now I've got a whole new personality trait.
It's a whole experience.
Well
done.
For an hour, so it's brilliant.
Well, there it is. It's scientifically proven, and it's definitive. As proven by UK. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Yes.
Guinness doesn't travel. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Yeah. You too.
Much
bye.
Obliged. Bye, 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 bye.
Stuff like this.
It doesn't travel.
No. That's journalistic integrity and dedication
there
right there.
Right there. From Kate, not from us. This is Today FM. Check this out. Run DMC, Jason Evans. It's like that at Today FM. You know it's like that. Ray Foley in and on for a Thursday afternoon. Billy in Limerick texted, he said the biggest Guinness plant in the world and the only other one is in Nigeria.
I was right.
You were right, yeah.
I was right.
And Ed texted, he said, huge Guinness factory in Africa. Nigeria, I think. Also, it's way stronger, at least 6% alcohol. Anne-Marie says, the reason Guinness doesn't taste as good outside of Ireland is because of the water used. Each country uses its own water, so it'll never taste the same elsewhere. Ah, yeah, but surely that's negligible. Water is water, isn't it?
I don't want my Guinness made with Nigerian water in. No, thank you.
It's slightly different. And other observations as well, that because more Guinness is drank here than there might be in your typical London pub, then the taps taps and pipes are used more to pour that Guinness, and then the pipes are cleaner than you would get from a random pint every 3 days out of a pub in London.
And because they're replenishing stock, they're getting through it, it's then fresher coming out of the keg.
There you go. There's also the psychological response to drinking it in Ireland. So when you're on holiday, so if you're on holidays and you get a gin and tonic, and you're like, oh, and it's sunny, and it's 6:30 in the evening, it's the third day of your holiday, and you're sitting on the balcony with a bag of crisps or something, or nuts or something, and do G&T, and you're like, and the sun is just going down, and it's gorgeous. And you're like, oh, this is the nicest gin and tonic I've ever tasted in my life.
You're right. A sangria in Mallorca does taste better than
it's
a sangria in Raheny.
It's the ambiance, guys.
Ray Foley.
Got to get your ambiance.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same.
Gala, Freed from Desire. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley on. There's JP.
Hi.
And look at this. Oh, I hit the wrong button. That's the Inception button over there, though. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, in the studio, joining us this afternoon to talk about stuff. There's Kira King. It's Ciara King. It's Ciara King. I had no
idea. Hey,
Ciara King, everybody. I had no idea you hated your song. That's Nordy Owen's old song.
Do you not hate the song?
Because you were like, you don't need to play that today. You don't need to do that.
No,
I was like, I had no idea you hated it.
I don't hate it at all.
Had I known you hated it, I would have done it twice every week instead. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. By way of introduction. She's Ciara King. She's Ciara King. Everybody, it's Ciara King. Hey.
The attention. I'm Irish. I hate it.
You just love it. You don't like the spotlight being shone upon you.
No, I don't.
How do you like your lasagna? Well, no, specific, not the lasagna as such. We were talking about lasagna in the last hour, Ciara.
Yeah.
And not the lasagna.
The pairing.
Per se, mm-hmm. But the accompaniment with your lasagna.
I would say side salad and coleslaw. And Sanit. If not, yeah.
What's in your side salad, though?
Don't tell me rocket's in there.
No, there's no rocket, JP.
Good. Is there leaf in a side salad? Like a leaf or something?
But whatever you're into, iceberg or, you know, whatever variety of lettuce that you're into,
and
some tomatoes.
It.
And balsamic vinegar, mm-hmm. If you're going to have it on a side with lasagna. Coleslaw, and if not, I would just have lasagna and a little side of garlic bread. It's very simple.
You do keep it very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And would you eat the leaves, like?
Of the salad?
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, I would. You see, I'd have a lasagna with a side salad, but I wouldn't eat
That's
the side
for decoration.
Salad.
Decoration.
Like, believe in that.
But I would only eat the side salad if it was covered in balsamic vinegar. Because there's something about it that works with the lasagna.
Of
and
course.
Potentially the coleslaw on the side too.
I was saying earlier, I can't eat a lasagna without chips.
I can. But lasagna and wedges, also really good.
Oh, sensational. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of garlic mayonnaise in there as well. Oh,
nice.
Stop. People love coleslaw. 0874 100 102. Is Lorna over there? Lorna?
Don't forget the coleslaw with the lasagna. You have to have the coleslaw.
People go mad for coleslaw and lasagna. I'm not a coleslaw fan, never have been.
I'm a new convert to the coleslaw thing. And
I think you're either into coleslaw or you're not.
Yeah, I was never into it.
Well, I mean, do you like mayonnaise and do you like salad?
No, not really. Well, maybe that's why I don't like it. It's the salad issue. Okay. But that said, though, all of my family like coleslaw and they put it on their burgers. And
I'd do that too.
Had a bit on a burger, it was fine.
It's amazing.
Next thing, do you want people in judgment if they call it a slaw?
Oh, no. You're not American. You can't do that.
Slaw. Want some slaw with your burger? Get
yeah,
out.
No.
Give over.
No.
Marcella's over there. Marcella?
Hey, Ray.
Hi.
Best way to have lasagna is with homemade coleslaw.
I can't hear you with the
radio.
Those
are very badly behaved kids behind there.
I think it's the radio in the background.
Chips and garlic bread.
Oh, chips, garlic bread and coleslaw.
Nice.
I mean, the trifecta.
Delicious. And of the show.
Hey. Cheers, madam.
Do you know who we should ask about the lasagna? Italians.
Not at all, no. They don't have a clue. They don't put pineapple on their pizzas either.
They're wrong ones.
They're absolutely. They don't have a notion what they're at over there. Speaking of pizza, the staple diet. Thank you very much. The staple diet of the traditional Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle is, of course,
dude, pizza.
It's a pizza, and they like it with anchovies on there, don't they?
Oh, God.
I think they do, yeah.
Why does anyone put anchovies on anything?
There you go. 0874 100 102. The text lines are lighting up this afternoon. This is Mutant Mayhem, and it's in cinemas since Friday, yeah.
It is indeed. And look, I was a fan of the Turtles in the 90s. Do you remember that 90s movie, The Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, that came out?
Oh, it was more the cartoon.
Movie came out in 1990.
The
live action. I don't know, was it before the cartoon?
Okay.
And obviously in Ireland, the cartoon, the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, and everyone will remember the theme song to it and stuff like that. I think most Irish people associate the Turtles with that cartoon.
I would say so.
So this is kind of neither of those things. It is kind of a new modern animation take on it. So think Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse, into the Spider-Verse. That sort of kind of high octane, let's say, animation that is like a really, really high standard. So it is the Turtle Brothers, but they're teenagers in modern day Ireland. Like, they're into Adele and
New York.
Sorry.
Jesus, they have to keep that. Was that Ireland? Looks sensational.
She's underslept.
New York.
So they're in New York, but
and they have smartphones, and they're still living down the sewer. And Splinter is voiced by Jackie Chan, and he kind of plays this overbearing, worried father who hates people. Mm-hmm. So he hates human beings, and he doesn't want his young turtle boys out, you know, messing with the world. But the boys are lonely. The boys, the turtles, are lonely, and they want to kind of win the affection of the people of New York and live a normal life.
Have a listen.
Hey, guys, if we weren't monsters that were shunned by society and we could do what we wanted, what would you guys do?
Go to high school.
Maybe get a girlfriend.
Can you imagine that?
Not likely.
This is insane. Turtles, mutant karate teens. I want to know everything about you.
Police are baffled by the recent crime wave led by Superfly.
We take out Superfly, and then everyone will think we're cool. They'll accept us.
Can I kick it?
Humans are never gonna like us. So we're gonna let the mutants rule the earth.
I saw it on Saturday. Fantastic soundtrack and the visuals, sensational.
I absolutely agree with you. But for me, it was just missing that little bit of nostalgia. I think that I was yearning with the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
All right.
Do you think it's like a new reimagining for children of this generation?
Oh, yeah. They've done this a number of times. There was one in 2012 that they did, a sort of a CGI one. Then they did, this is the TV shows. Mm-hmm. And then they did a bunch. They did at least two Michael Bay full action CGI movies like the Transformers, and then they did one another couple of years ago called Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They did a crossover one with Batman, and now they've got this. So there's been loads of iterations where they've tried, every generation or so to try and cut through again to the latest bunch
of kids. This is kind of beautifully dark though, and I don't know about you, but I found that the villains, they were really dark. Mm. You know, were kids not going to be a little bit afraid of that, or am I overthinking it?
The kids with me, no, they were alright.
Yeah.
They're grand. And Shredder, a spoiler, but not a big spoiler, Shredder's not in it.
No.
If you're going for that, I suppose.
Superfly is though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was alright. I feel... treading your toes. What do you think of
the voiceover cast? Were amazing.
Yeah, I think using actual teenagers was good as well.
Yeah,
and you finally heard them as because the whole thing is about finding yourself as teenagers and growing up and whatever. Yeah. So using proper voices was a good move.
And I did like Bebop and Rocksteady were voiced by John Cena and Seth Rogen.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
Rogen was one of the producers. My issue with this, I don't know where you're going with the thing, but was that I've been spoiled by the Spider-Man films. I expected it to be as good as the Spider-Man films. And while it was good, it wasn't as good. It couldn't.
I feel exactly the same as you.
There you go. That's all I wanted to hear.
And I think there was other people in the cinema that might have felt the same way as well. But, I thought the Turtles were adorable.
Silver, and very, very good. And definitely worth something worth sticking on and checking out. It's in cinemas now. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mutant Mayhem, you can check it out in the cinema. I got to play a song. Let me play Amory and Shania Twain and we'll come back with The Meg. It's about a big... Ooh. It's a big fish. If you're in the mood for fish this afternoon, there's a smell. It's something fishy. I bet you any money that there's loads of that in the trailer. We'll find out in a couple of minutes. This is Today FM.
It happens to everyone.
People catch you today, fam. Play the music you love. Timber. It's going down. I never noticed a whisper on that. I have to say, Mr. Bull, or Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. Sounds kind of pervy. Text 0874 100 102. By the way, Ray here, JP's over there.
Hiya.
Kira King's in studio with us.
Hello.
And we were talking about the Turtles a couple of minutes ago. Kira would make a good April O'Neil, both intrepid reporters from Kevin Donegal. Do you have a yellow jumpsuit, Kira?
I don't, but I can acquire one. I've got a yellow rain jacket. There's a start, no?
Do you know what? That wouldn't be a bad... I suppose you need someone to go with you as a turtle. Minimum one turtle with you. I mean, like for a Halloween or something, if we're dressing up. It wouldn't be a hard one.
It wouldn't make sense.
I'm kind of blonde now, though.
Huh?
April O'Neil was dark haired.
She
was kind of browny haired. Red, yeah, I'm kind of blonde now. So that would take an awful lot of hassle to go back there.
Sorry,
so.
I'm just hello. I'm just giving you options. Ray, I'm so into coleslaw. I even have it with my roast chicken dinner. Yum, from Tessa.
Yeah, I can see that.
On a burger, that's where I draw a line. Maybe in some sort of a pita.
Okay.
My missus does a homemade chicken lasagna. Chicken lasagna?
Yeah. No. No strange meats. You might as well make a fish lasagna.
Oh my God. It's absolutely gorge balls from Mr. Thorpe. And John's over there as well. 0874-100-102 for your WhatsApp voice notes this afternoon with regards to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Hi lads. Kira
is right with the Turtles movie. I actually think Vanilla Ice was in the opening credits in a warehouse or something like that.
Yeah, there was wasn't there ooze involved? Well, there's ooze involved in all of them, but the Vanilla Ice was in it, wasn't he?
He was. There was definitely a reference to Vanilla Ice. Now, I haven't watched it in years, and actually I don't want to go back and watch it.
No,
because
dreadful.
Yeah, it was probably dreadful, but I loved it at the time.
The foam suit turtles.
And I think Casey Jones was in it or something like that.
You remember Casey
Love
Jones?
The show.
Hey.
John in...
Where?
Mayo.
Oh, thanks for checking, John. Very important. All right, we're talking about the Meg. This is... Oh, sorry, we watched the first Meg. A good old romp, I felt.
It was brilliantly bad.
Jason Statham taking out a monster... Jurassic Shark.
Yeah.
And before we listen to the trailer, I'm predicting, and I haven't listened to it, I'm predicting loads of... Let's see. This is the Meg 2, The Trench.
Straight out of the gate.
Jonas, we need your help. We're detecting increased aquatic activity 25,000 feet deep in the trench. It's an ancient ecosystem untouched by man. Whatever is down there is trying to make its way to the surface.
Sharks. I'd say it's big sharks.
This was a bad idea.
Just a little bit.
That's the biggest Meg I've ever seen.
Biggest Meg anyone's ever seen.
Right, though.
That's the apex predator.
This is a bad idea.
This was a bad idea.
Just a little bit. I'll tell you, I'm not sure about doing a second movie. But Jason, the first one did really well.
Jason's very smart because the first one did do very well. It boxed over 500 million at the box office.
God. Oh, sensational.
You know, so I because obviously I watched Meg 1 and it was brilliantly bad. And I think it's fair to say that no one was going to win Oscars. Starring in that movie. I think it's fair to say.
The CGI was incredible. The fish was sensational.
Yeah, it was absolutely sensational. So Jason Statham is back as Jonas Taylor and he's leading part of a research team and they're on an exploratory dive to uncover the secrets hidden at the depths of the ocean. Guess what's at the depths of the ocean, guys?
Big fish, really big fish.
Not one.
Oh.
Not two.
Oh.
Three megalodons.
Jeez. And Jason's got a tiny little pocket knife and he's going to sort out
and kill them all. Yeah.
At one stage I was watching the trailer and I think he punches the shark. There's also a jet ski chase with the shark chasing him. Uh-huh. So they've literally just upped the ante with Meg 2.
Right.
Yeah, so there's more sharks and there's more shark chases and there's more Jason Statham.
Is it better or worse than the first one or is it a jolly good romp?
It's like a jolly good romp.
Right, okay.
I mean, here's what I feel about it. Oppenheimer and Barbie are like the Meg 2's elder brother and sister who just overperform and are really competitive.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the younger sibling is just really comfortable in himself, is completely self-aware of what it is and what they're doing and doesn't really give a crap about what anybody thinks and is going to go on to make a load more money than its siblings.
It's out tomorrow, is it?
It's out tomorrow.
The Meg 2, check out The Trench, but be careful, there's three big fishes in it. and we'll finish with this. This is streaming. It just coincidentally, they started streaming the Sinead O'Connor movie just the same week as her death. It wasn't scheduled or planned in any way. We watched it the other night, actually. It's heartbreaking and amazing and beautifully put together.
I had watched it before, obviously.
Right.
And it was always scheduled to be on Now TV in Ireland at that particular date. And then obviously that's a coincidence. But it's a documentary. It charts her rise to fame, but through unseen footage and archival footage. And Sinead's voice is very much there as well. And it charts her time spent in a training centre, which was the former Magdalen Laundry when she was a young girl. Her first appearance on The Late Late Show. You know, all this old stuff that I hadn't seen because I kind of got into... It was the late 80s when Nothing Compares to You came out and I was kind of too young to grasp what I was listening to and what I was seeing in front of me. And then obviously, as I got older, I got massively into Sinead O'Connor because she kind of, I don't know, woke up the old Connemara feminist in me or whatnot. But this...
It's incredibly put together. The way it works, it's not none of these talking heads thing. It's just they show loads of video and then in between and voiced over are interviews with people that you never see, actually.
Yeah.
It's just people, they're identified by a ticker on the bottom or they're in text on the bottom. And then you just hear them telling their version of stories and instances and occurrences with Sinead during her life. It's including her own voice as well. Have a little bit of listen to this.
Every person's duty to themselves is to act on their feelings and to say when they think something is wrong.
And take the consequences.
I imagine so.
I had come across an article about families who had been trying to lodge complaints against the church for sexual abuse and were being silenced.
I had booked her on Saturday Night Live.
basically everything I had been raised to believe was a lie.
She blows the candle out, she goes off stage. I had gone into the dressing room after her and I said, you know, I can't get you out of this. And she said, you know what? I don't want you to.
They tried to bury me. They didn't realize I was a seed.
It's amazing. It's on Now TV streaming.
It is. And did you see, I rewatched, obviously I'd seen it before, but her 1989 Grammy performance of Mandinga was just, it just gave me goosebumps. Like I was nearly crying when I was watching it. It was incredible.
She was just a little girl when she was making all these stunts. She was only a kid, really.
She was 23 years of age.
And she, on the world stage, making these things that now, looking back on it, she was just talking about particularly Ireland and Ireland's relationship with the Catholic Church and the Church's power, even in the late 80s, early 90s. And she was taking this stand and, of course, the Saturday Night Live ripping up the picture and all that. Things that we look back on now and we'll go, you know, it would nearly be passé. It would be nearly be like, you know, par for the course. But she was making the stand when other people weren't. And then it deals with sort of her cancellation then and the backlash that she suffered as a result of the various stands that she took. But she was just a baby. It's incredible. And do you know what else I watched the other night? The night before last, I watched the Noel Brown documentary. Did you watch that on RT? Yeah. It's good for us as a nation to go back and look at, like, particularly during our mums and certainly our grannies' eras, that this was the Ireland. We've no concept of it now, really, the Catholic Church.
Yeah,
it's like a foreign country. Yeah.
It is. It is. And if you go and watch those two in particular, amazing, mind-blowing documentaries about Ireland as it was.
But if you think about both those people that you're talking about, all they wanted to do was make a better Ireland.
Yeah.
And Irish people are like, no, we're not having it, and you're cancelled.
You can stream the Sinead O'Connor documentary, Nothing Compares, it's called, on Now TV.
It's on for the next 25 days, actually.
And the RT one, while we're mentioning it as well, the Noel Brown one is on, or the RT player, you'll be able to catch that at least over the next week.
Thanks, guys.
You wait on the cash machine call, right? I'm doing that next.
Ray Foley. With
ridiculous. Do you know what? Yeah, the amount of love for Ciara King is shocking. She's gone now. I can say what I like about her. I don't like her. Never liked her. Never liked the look of her. I don't like the sound of her voice. Don't like her opinions. Mm. And she's all less.
All lip, isn't it? Yeah.
It's all lip. Lots of love for Ciara on the, quite different tonally text messages.
Yin and the yang of what we get in the show, yeah.
Therese is over there. Therese or Teresa. Everyone has to watch the Noel Brown documentary. Such a brave, brave and gentleman. Quite an emotional watch from Therese. Yeah, it was. It was heartbreaking in many ways. He was utterly ostracized. He was quite popular as a young man and he got into the Dáil and he was a health minister and then he took on the church, I suppose. And then after that, and failed. And then after that, then for... presented it like 10 years, but it could be longer. He just couldn't work. He needed to change profession. He couldn't get a job in the country. Such was the control of the church at the time. Like I say, it was a totally different world we lived in, or Ireland was a totally different world. And we live in a different one now. It's such a brave, brave and quite an emotional watch. Very emotional. And then D texted, I hate coleslaw. Dee says, I hate coleslaw. It's only just bland, oily wetness. I worked in a chipper one summer and the only bad part was putting on gloves, getting the bucket of mayonnaise and mixing the dry shredded veg through it. Then I married a German. Mayonnaise on everything. Dee, thanks for that correspondence. It's so important. It is really, really important that you share, I suppose, your truth with us on the broadcast.
Today FM Summer. Cash
machine. Stand by your phones. You should know... Madam, I feel it in my bum. Padum, I just can't. I can't not sing. Padum, padum, I feel it in my bum. Yeah. Kylie Minogue, padum, padum. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. And you can feel it anyway. You can feel it in your bum. You can feel it in your knees. You can feel it in your toes. You can feel it in your nose.
Let's be honest. We've been sitting in the studio for the last few hours, so everything is working its way there.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Padum, padum. Ba-ba. Good afternoon, Ray Foley. In and on. There's JP.
Hello.
Still nothing on Bruce Springsteen, by the way. No official announcement with regard to Bruce Springsteen playing in Kilkenny. Although I'll be there, God help us, on Saturday. No announcement regarding Kilkenny. Am I saying Kilkenny funny?
Kilkenny.
Kilkenny.
Kilkenny? Why?
Sounds like I'm saying it like an American tourist. Kilkenny.
Kilkenny.
Kilkenny. Kilkenny. Hi, can I get 2 tickets to Kilkenny, please? I'm saying it weird, aren't I? Kilkenny.
Well, now you're saying it weird because you're thinking about it.
Kilkenny. It's losing all meaning. And also Porky Cueve in Cork as well, potentially Bruce Springsteen performing there. Did you see the Beyonce story, though?
What's happened with Beyonce?
This is sensational.
Queen Bey.
Unbelievable. They call Beyonce Bey. Beyonce charging £122 for, quote, listening-only tickets for her Renaissance tour with no view of the stage.
Ah, here. So you've got a blocked view, is it?
You've got, like, behind a pillar or crap seats, or you're obstructed in some way by something else or someone else. So you're not able... So you're able to buy tickets, attend the gig, be among people who are dancing, but you're not going to see the performance. And she's still charging £122 for
Liberty, them. Liberty, right.
Listening-only tickets, they're called, in seats that offer no view of the show. It's now in its US leg. They're situated behind the stage. You're behind the stage.
What's the point then?
So this is my idea now to anyone living in Montanati. Across the river there, overlooking Porky Cueve. I know on a good night, if there's a gig on or there's a show on, you're able to sit out the front garden overlooking the Lee. Or if you're in the vicinity of the venue in Kilkenny and you're like, the boss is blaring, this is an opportunity for you to make a few bob.
I see where you're going.
If Beyonce can charge £122, you can make, you know what, 50 bob for one of them foldy out chairs. You'll be cleaning up next summer, I tell you. Chumba and indeed Wumba with Tom and indeed Thumping. This is Ben playing the music you love. Hello. Ray Foley for your Thursday afternoon. We'll go full Lidl. We're going full Lidl all summer, actually. Go full Lidl this summer with our block rocking summer events. Declan Pierce will be rocking your block. He'll rock your block off. Just be very careful. We're going to be at the fabulous Mountain View venue in Kilkenny. I'm going to be there as well. But don't let that put you off. If you want to get tickets, try and focus on the positives.
Declan. He's very much the spoonful of sugar. You're the medicine.
Declan, there's Block Rock and Beats. Yeah. There's Lidl prizes. They've got prizes to give away on stage. €1,000 Lidl Plus voucher. You got barbecue, you got food. It's going to be great. Generally,
it's largely a good time.
It's mostly good. I mean, there's only the one drawback. Terms and conditions apply, and that term and indeed condition is yours truly. But you'll have a great time besides. Come along, Saturday afternoon. We'll see you there. You can get tickets on our website, todayfm.com/summer. You have to put in your phone number so I can call you back then. It's ringing.
Hello?
Richie!
Yes?
Ray Foley calling, Today FM, how are we?
Brilliant.
How are you, my love?
Good, good.
Saturday, you in or out?
I'm in. Definitely.
You're in. Well, see, who are you bringing with you?
Herself and a couple of kids.
Fantastic. Do you want to name any of them, or will we find out on Saturday?
Tracy, Keane and Harlow.
Well, in that case, we'll see you there for some block rock and beats. We'll go in full Lidl, all right?
Perfect. Thanks, Ray.
Cheers, darling. Bye.
Hello.
You're not Darren. Is Darren around?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, are you Darren?
No, who's calling?
Is Darren around?
No, who's calling?
It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Is this Darren?
No, it's his wife, Lisa.
I knew it!
That makes sense.
I knew it!
That
she doesn't sense. Even let him answer the phone.
Under the thumb.
She just, she needs to check. That's a block number. I'm going to answer that, Darren.
If this is a fancy woman ringing, he's in trouble.
I'm a fancy man. Come here to me. Are you coming on Saturday to the block rocking party that we're having?
We are, absolutely, yes.
In that case, are you bringing any kids with you or anybody else? Any tag-alongs?
I am. I'm bringing my daughter, Evelyn.
Well, in that case, we'll see you there.
Thanks, Lenny. We love the show.
Hey! It's all happening this Saturday. Kilkenny. Kilkenny. This is Today FM. I hate to give the satisfaction. Calvin Harris and Rihanna, this is what you came for. Is it though? Unlikely. It's probably the last word. Starts at 4:30. You're just early, that's all. Matt Cooper's on the way in a couple of minutes. And there's literally so much we didn't get to do.
Yeah, I know.
So much we didn't get to do today on the show. We didn't get to do Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
where Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle star Jackie Chan tells us he's thinking of riding horses for a living. That's after his long career in movies. Thinking about going to horse riding.
Yeah.
No idea. It's Jackie Chan. We didn't get to do Packy Chan, where former Republic of Ireland goalkeeping hero Packy Bonner reveals he's been learning martial arts by watching Jackie Chan's old movies.
Thank God for that.
That's Packy Chan. And we didn't get to do Block Rockin' Beetroot. Block Rockin' Beetroot.
Yeah.
Well, Deck Pierce brings some of his own range of beetroot into the studio for us to taste test.
Thanks, Deck.
He does a nice beetroot, so he does. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow on the radio. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.